Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Connect. Talk again.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right.
Wow, dude. Look at that fucking couple of tech savvy fellas.
All right, I'm gonna record on my Zoom.
Cool.
You need a clap or anything?
No.
All right. There it is.
But I'll probably keep that in there. Look at you all pro with the set lingo.
Fuck, man. I gotta, I'm doing this 3 times a week.
You are, huh? Why three times a week? Just that's what the big boys do?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make that money, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got that fucking that fan base that just wants all the NV content they can get.
Yeah, I mean, I started with the first show, which is kind of, you know, interview style and just shit. And then we used to do like, I basically jammed 3 shows into one. And I was having like 2-hour episodes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so we separated the Q&A, and then, you know, I don't really love doing the Bachelor content, but
oh, really?
It's easy and people love it. So, you know, who am I to say no?
What have you, thank God for podcasts, right? Like, I don't even know what, I mean, what would be your routine if you weren't,
I'm lucky that way, right? Like I'm still busy.
Yeah, dude. Otherwise, so, what would you do? Try to find a way to put more shit on that wall?
Yeah.
Like well, how many more honestly, fucking mirrors just, can you get? Jesus Christ.
Well, those are 2 mirrors. The rest, no, my place is outfitted like a podcast studio. Those are just sound, like, so it, everything's.
Oh, no, I get the soundproof stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Listen, if I can't look at myself, what's the point?
Is the plant real or is that fake?
No, they're real. Yeah.
Nice, dude. I don't judge fake plants, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Any sort of shrubbery to kind of add to the decor of the environment.
Yeah, I mean, I plants usually die on me. I try to get the
damn dude. But, I'm trying to keep this podcast on fucking with an upbeat, positive spin.
My plants are a reflection of my relationships. I don't water them enough, and eventually,
oh my
like
God,
you know, after like 6 or 7 months, I give them just enough to like slowly die.
That could be a T-shirt, front and back.
Yeah.
You're single right now, yeah?
I am, yeah.
What's a single guy doing in the quarantine? How do you keep things active?
Thriving, you know?
Yeah.
I can only irritate myself, which I'm doing. But, yeah, listen, I think best case scenario, you just met someone before the quarantine.
Yeah.
And maybe you got stuck with them. Great. And if not, you can at least, like, you know, have some FaceTime sex. At least you're looking forward to something.
FaceTime.
But I'd say being single is not the worst alternative. Yeah. Certainly better than hating your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Dude, no shit. What is FaceTime has got to be just, I wonder if they have any idea what that app was designed for and what it's now being used for. You know what I'm saying?
Zoom, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You think there's a lot of Zoom fucking going on?
Yeah, people are getting antsy. I think
they're getting creative too.
Who knows, you know? And you know, who are we?
Zoom needs to start leaning into it. Well, we are nobody to Zoom should start leaning into it and catering to that and be like, look, we do conferences, but we all know what these conferences lead to, and we all know what 4 or 5 squares was meant to be used for. So find out who your center square is, take it out, let the rest of the people figure out their role. And let the zoomorgy.com website kind of, you know, take on.
You know how people are like, you know, you date someone, and, you know, you're like in your 3rd or 4th date, and you start, you know, fact checking, you know, their sexual exploits. You know, it's like, have you ever, you know, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Right.
You know, and now, you know, post quarantine, it's gonna be like, well, have you ever had like a Zoom orgy, like a Zoom threesome?
Like, and the other person's gonna be like, I have actually. That's actually sorry, I was late getting on this call. That's what was holding me up. Are you finding that there's you're getting more stuff done during this time and actually doing
Well, I was at first. I was thriving, you know, right? Your podcast, like, you know, we live in LA, so like so much of LA and living here is the commute, you know. So you're not driving and you adjust, and quite honestly, you know, for me, most of what I'm doing, I could have been always doing from home, right? You know, like, but I just choose not to. So yeah, I'm way more efficient, getting way more done. I'm still watching TV, and it was great. Now it's like, now just like there's a mental like health, like now I'm just like,
oh yeah, dude.
That's sink, real. The dishes are piling up, you know, it's just like, oh, fuck it. I don't need to fold my laundry. Who gives a shit? One's coming over. Like, you get a little too lethargic. I've hit that wall this week. But for the first month, I was guns a-blazing. It was like, new ideas were popping in my head. You know, quarantine videos, you know.
Anything crazy that you're going to see through? Like, that you were like, oh, dude, I would not have had that business idea had I not been, you know, pocket it up. Well, like,
I don't know if it's a business idea, but I've made some kind of these like quarantine videos where it's just like four different versions of me on my Instagram. It's like, it's called, you know, a little mini series, and people seem to like it. I don't know if it has legs or anything, but it's still like, it's been kind of creative and something different. You know, I don't know if it's really going to turn into anything, but it's
not that fucking attitude. Yeah, for sure.
It's still something, you know. I'm still putting things out there. So, you know.
What are you watching? What's everyone wants to know? That's the biggest question I got. What is Nick? Wow.
I am sure. I burned through Ozark season 3 real fast.
You know. Through what?
Ozarks season 3?
Yeah, dude, that's an easy watch. That's anything Bateman's in, I feel like is going to be easy to digest. What about go ahead.
You froze there.
Am I good?
Yeah, there you go. Let's finish that one last thought.
I was saying anything Bateman is a home run during the quarantine. There's certain people I've found that I've like gone through a search, like just did a search of Paul Rudd movies last night.
Okay.
Like, dude, that could keep you busy for the rest of the pandemic. Like, yeah, there's so many like, small go ahead.
Yeah. No, like I mean I watched this when it came out, but Living With Yourself is good, his most recent Netflix series.
Very good, dude. I auditioned to be his buddy. So it's one of those things where I go, you know, I can't watch it for a beat because I'm just like, fuck, what is
that?
But it's did your folks ever do that to you when you were you know, starting to get into the business like this? Like, my mom still does this where she's like, I can't watch certain shows because I just think that could be you up there. It's like, Joey and Friends, you could have been that part. I'm like, well, that show came out in 1994. I was 12. So that would have been impossible. And she's like, no, it would have been more incredible.
Not as much for me. I mean, it sounds like you maybe like had more of a path earlier in life in terms of the comedy and acting bit, where like for me, you know, I'm this reality reject guy. It's just like, oh, I'll fucking try acting. Like, I've been honestly working hard at for the past, you know.
Yeah, you've been in classes
years.
And stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I've got some roles and I've done some cool things, and I've, you know, it's all house money. So for me, my parents are just like, yeah, this is great, whatever. Like,
what did they think you were gonna do
in life?
Yeah,
I mean, I had a lot, I was selling software. I mean, I was, you know, like that was I was in sales for like 10 years. That's, it was great. Like, I think most people just, you know, my family included, including myself. It's like, I guess this is what I'm going to be doing, you know.
You have like five or six siblings, right?
I got 10.
God damn. And your folks are just still madly in love after all of them, huh?
Yeah, I think they like each other enough, you know. They're doing pretty well.
Nice.
Yeah, they seem to. But also, that's kind of the point, too. It's just like, my parents didn't have the ability to be hot helicopter parents.
Right.
You know? Like, you know. They have
meaning
too many
stage
things.
Mom or stage dad, like running you.
Yeah, just like up my ass, kind of like always, like, you know, calling me every day, wondering, you know, what I'm doing, and being my biggest fans. Like, yeah, my parents like me enough.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Man, it's good to be back. And you know what? The best part about being back is sharing the goodies with you, the fans. I love candles, okay? You know from listening to this podcast, we've always had candles living around the apartment, and now my new place. And I'm tired of buying the bullshit candles from the store. I want some personal touch. I want something handmade. So that's why I found Hangover Candle Company. That's right. Homemade by a bartender in Fort Collins, Colorado. He's a big comedy fan, podcast fan, reached out, said, I love the pod, would love to send you some candles. I'm like, I'm not comfy giving you my address. He's like, come on, trust me. I was like, all right, let's roll the dice. Boom. Now I've got fucking 40 different flavors of Hangover Candle Company candles in my place. They're cut, sanded, poured, packed, and shipped all by him. And you can choose from over 200 different containers, okay, to build your candle in, and over 40 different scents to create your own smell. You can customize your own scents. Shit, man, they've got flavors like fucking root beer, apple pie, cinnamon stick, coffee, fresh cut grass, hazelnut, lavender, leather, maple syrup, peach, pine, sandalwood, spearmint, sea breeze, vanilla bean, watermelon. Go to Hangover Candle Co. On Etsy, okay? Go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co. It'll pop up the shop. And then pick your candles and then use the promo code ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. 25%. Hangover Candle Co. is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But again, go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co., find the candles and the smells you want, create your own, and then use ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. I love candles. They're great for any occasions, bar mitzvahs, circumcisions, fucking weddings, funerals, gender reveal parties, divorce parties, coming out parties, coming in parties, coming parties. These candles are the shit, and they're my fave, and I want you guys to have them. So type in Etsy.com, and then type in Hangover Candle Co. And pick your candles and use ALN25 at checkout for 25% off. All right? Start smelling better. Start looking better. Start feeling better, okay? Because everybody farts, and candles are a great way to get rid of that. And now back to the episode. Now, yeah, do you think it's a – are you at an advantage to have that many siblings once you get into something like this as far as, like, a support system? Like, do you think – had you chose acting, do you think having 9 brothers and sisters to, like – because, you know, for me, going through stuff, the highs and lows – it was a lot of phone calls to mom or other people that I started to befriend in the business. But do you think having, like, would they all be supportive? Are they supportive of you now trying to jump into acting? Are they like, fuck yeah, go for it? Yeah. Or some of them like, dude, you can't do shit. You look like a guy who would fuck the guy's girlfriend and then bounce 2 scenes later.
These, you know, to be honest, I don't care what they think is nice. Kind of the honest answer. But I generally assume that I have my family support. But in all seriousness, like, my parents have always been, just in general in my life, you know, very supportive. And,
right.
And you know, yeah, they've been they've been great allies to me. But they've kind of allowed me to just kind of do whatever, you know, without – my parents were really, they're very good at just not making me feel judged. You know, I never had the parents be like, really? That's what you're going to do, huh? Like,
man, and that's huge, by the way, because even just like planting the seeds of doubt in you is almost more, you know, dangerous than straight up being like, nah, don't do that. You know, like kind of just making you look inside yourself and question all the momentum that you had built up, you know?
Yeah. Listen, if I'm lucky enough to ever have a son and he's just like, dad, I want to.
Well, let's be honest. There could be one out there right now. Let's just go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in my life, I'm kind of hoping, but, you know, the dirty, like, you know, but, if he's like, hey, listen, I want to make the Olympics in the 100-meter dash. I'm not going to tell him he can't do it. I'm just going to be like, well, I don't know, man. You got to bust your ass, you know? And like, listen.
I like how you're going to say, I don't know, man, and not even call your kid his name.
Yeah. Like, yeah, bro, yeah. You know, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're going to have to work really hard. I'm not going to say, but yeah, I'm a big believer in that. Like, there's no point in telling people what they can't do. There's a difference between telling people what they can't do and then setting reasonable expectations and what they have to do to kind of prove people wrong. But, yeah, shooting people down when they're too young, that happens a lot. I think it also happens a lot, like, you know, especially like, you know, I grew up in the Midwest and it's just like, oh, you know, I don't know if that's realistic. It's like, I don't know, maybe, probably not. But I'll tell you what, I will say, like, I've tried a lot of things in life that I failed doing. It's nice to know that I tried, you know.
Do you think that having a kid, I just want to hit on that for a minute because I love you bringing up, I would love, you said I would it take one right now at this point in my life? I mean, this sounds like a great movie that you could star in, and maybe right, but where a guy goes through all this, maybe he had a, you know, one night stand right before all this hit And then things, the air clears and he's excited to get back to the normalcies of, you know, pre-pandemic life and, you know, regain his bachelor momentum and just everything that he was doing up until that point. And she's like, hey, I didn't want to tell you. I thought I'd wait till the quarantine was over, which was exactly about 10 months. And here's your kid.
That would be wild. It could be a good story. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I joke, but I want a kid. I'm ready to be a dad. So
do you have names picked out?
Nah.
Okay, so you're not that far along.
Do you want to be a dad?
I think so. I'm crushing the uncle game right now, but that's, you know, that's a piece of the pie. That's coming in for, you know, once every 2 to 3 weeks, laying down some parental advice, annoying my brother-in-law and sister by being like, this is actually what you should be doing. And I know because I've been here 12 minutes, you know, but you see enough. You see enough to, it's almost like when people go to weddings before they're ready to get into that world. It's like you see what you would do. That's why I think being an aunt, if you have a chance to be an aunt or an uncle, to be around it as much as possible is beneficial. So you can kind of start to pick up on like, oh, cool, like that parenting style sucks, or I wouldn't do that, or I'd probably do that, or I'd yell that way, or I definitely wouldn't spit in my kid's face like my friend's dad just did, but I probably might, you know, throw the
your
book
at him. Your friend's dad spit in his face?
Yeah, but not like, get any on him, just did like a...
I have a friend, and actually they told me this last night. We were shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And their dad, one point, it was like a couple of years. They were adults. It wasn't like, there's never an excuse, but their dad once said, hey, don't park your car in the driveway when you come here. Park it somewhere else, right? Fine. Only for them to like park there once, maybe because they forgot, I don't know. And then their dad slashed all four of their tires.
Yes.
And like when they came in, I shit you not, they told me that, and they came in and were like, hey, someone slashed your tires, but they had like a knife in their hand and like didn't even like own it. He just like what kind of bizarre parenting behavior is that?
Holy shit.
That's some dark shit.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Didn't even like just slash their fucking tires.
That's worse than getting grounded for a couple weeks. Were you ever grounded for shit?
Oh, all the time. I used to have to stand in the corner. You ever have that? Do you ever heard of that?
Like you were pledging a fraternity? What, like shave your legs?
Just like you had to put your nose in the corner and stand there for like a half hour.
I mean, I peed in the corner of my room when I was five. No, it was a couple weeks ago. But my mom, so she stopped putting me in the corner because she just assumed I was going to just whoop it out and start peeing on the wall. But I did do that before that. That's an intense punishment because you literally got nowhere to go. And – you know, you can almost get claustrophobic and it's just, what would you think about?
It sucked. Cause like go to your room. Fine. I'll hang out in my room.
Yeah, dude.
Room.
That was the best one.
But the corner sucked. Yeah. We got spanked for a while too. And then my parents figured out it didn't hurt us. You know, they would spank us just to like,
would you kind of take the spanks and go,
No,
bring it, Dad. Oh, he's like, what?
No, I was smarter than that. You like, no, you pretend cry. You're like, oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know?
Pretend cry. Dude, that is one thing that binds kids together and is why kid actors, I think, are so good if they don't, like, get all Hollywooded up. Like, my nieces will fucking, dude, if something, like, they've got the genuine tears, obviously, but they know how to manipulate. So it's like to turn it on and turn it off. If they want an extra Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's like, dude, you are speaking my language.
I'm just kidding. There's nobody there. Hey, guys. Comedian Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying this episode of the About Last Night podcast. Boy, I got to tell you, I've been feeling good lately. And the reason why? Koi CBD. That's right. Back in the game. Feeling like my best self. Look, Koi CBD is the best CBD company in the business. I don't care what you hear from other people, other comics, Koi CBD. See, I got so much BBD, CBD inside me, I ain't even fucking talking right. You know why? Because I slept well on the Koi CBD gummies. That's right. They've got everything from tinctures to bath bombs to gummies. They got a skincare line coming soon. They got hand sanitizer during these times. It's very important. So what you want to do, if you want to start feeling like your best self, you want to take some Koi CBD bombs, put them in the bath, okay? What? Yeah, come on in. Jackson, I'm doing an ad for my podcast. Can you say hi?
Hello.
Say, I use CBD gummies.
I use CBD gummies.
From Koi.
From Koi.
Koi's the best.
Koi's the best.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good.
I feel like my best self.
I feel my best self.
Look at these muscles.
Look at these muscles.
Kiss them. If you get Koi CBD right now, you go to KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight, and you get 20% off your first order. That's incredible. Bath bombs, tinctures, skincare, hand sanitizer, gummies. They've got everything. They're my favorite. It's who I use. So start using it for you too. I can't recommend these guys enough. They're homies and all this shit works. Jackson, say 20% off.
20% off.
If you use the promo code AboutLastNight.
If you use the promo code AfterNight.
About last night.
About last night.
Show him those guns again. Kiss him. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
What, do you still keep in touch with your siblings? Are you close with all of them?
Yeah. Generally, we have a pretty close family. I mean, I'm probably the hardest to keep in touch with because I kind of operate like an only child, even though I have 10 siblings. I've always been a very kind of independent person.
Right.
Yeah, I'm So, but yeah, generally our family's pretty tight.
There's no like big 10, 10-way text chain with all the kiddos.
Oh, no, there's a fucking family group text. I fucking hate it. And like, listen, in my defense, I'm out here in LA and 95% of their text messages are related to like the life that they have going on in Wisconsin. Like who's coming over or so-and-so. And it's just like, I have them on mute. So like, I basically always have 30 unread text messages that I just delete, but like Wisconsin. I don't have the heart, obviously it's my family, I don't have the heart to like remove myself from the chain.
Yeah.
Are
people kind of adhering to things in Wisconsin right now, or are they kind of like attached to the like, fuck it, like we can't get our haircuts or get our tattoos or get our fucking Cold Stone Creamery, we're going into the streets.
I haven't checked in. I feel like Wisconsin's been one of the better Midwest states in terms of taking this seriously. I think people are there. There's definitely, I think, been some protests, and there people are getting antsy. And listen, it's a tough situation because we've never had this before. We haven't had something like this in 100 years. So no one's really quite lived through it. It's one of those like silent killers, and it's out of mind, out of sight until it happens to you. Meanwhile, what's very like transparent and what's very in your face is like being laid off or not being able to pay your rent that's it. So I get the confusion and the fears it's tough. Not everyone can sit at home and podcast and make money.
Dude, I know. Although some people are starting podcasts because of that. Like my buddy's dad is starting. I don't think he's looking to make a ton of money from it, but he's going to do a movie review podcast because he's like, all I do is watch movies. I love to talk to my friends about them. I might as well. He's like, I got a friend with a microphone. I got a computer. What else do I need? I got my brain. I got the movies. Yeah. I got my mouth works. He's like, yeah, dude, you're checking all the boxes.
Watch out, Bill Simmons.
Yeah. Who are you listening to pod-wise? Because now, I mean, dude, it's, let's be honest, you jumped in, smartly with, a built-in fan base but then took it and ran with it and have, spread your wings with a couple more shows.
Yeah, it's been good. I'm a big fan of Conan's. Conan's got a good
so podcast. Good, dude. Can I be honest? He's my guy. Like, it's like, how some people have they grew up with Letterman or Carson, whatever, but it's like Conan was the first for me. I think we're about the same age, like where I was watching the late night show and it was just like, oh, this is genius. Like so silly, but he was so good. He still had great guests on and it wasn't the big primetime one. So it almost felt like it was more obviously for my demo.
I agree. I've always been a Conan guy. I mean, I liked Letterman. I was definitely between Letterman over Leno. I was definitely Letterman, Conan, he definitely had a unique style to him. And as far as the podcast space, I really, I listen to his and try to, take notes.
I was going to ask, what do you pick from when you listen to guys? Cause you can't help, but if you're in the space too, and you're listening to people you're a fan of, you can't help but dissect and go, oh shit. Like he's, because there's a lot of the interview stuff that I think you just got to you know, you can practice as much as you want, but it's just about listening.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, you know, Dax Shepard has obviously one of the best or more successful podcasts out there. And, you know, his is great. I like his. And quite honestly, I probably would guess, you know, my style is probably more in line with his because, right. You know, he's really introspective and he likes to, you know, dive deep. And he's an overthinker, you know, at least it seems that way. I've never met him personally, but.
Right.
He's dyslexic. I'm dyslexic, you know, kind of, you know, those things. But that's the thing where it's just like, it feels too similar to my style. So right. I don't appreciate as much like Conan. I don't know if I could ever replicate what Conan's doing. You know, there's like a subtle brilliance to it. And I think I just really kind of enjoy that.
Is there someone, do you have a dream guest? Do you have the Vile Files, right?
Yeah, it's all under the Vile Files flagship. And so my dream guest, which I think is, you know, I'd love to get Malcolm Gladwell on.
Wow.
You know, and then like play to my audience, I'd love to get, you know, Chrissy Teigen maybe, you know.
She'd be back.
I think she's fun. She's a reality TV fan for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've met her. She's very nice. I met her once, but that'd be fun.
Do you ever just throw Hail Marys and just hit people up? Just, you know, send them a DM?
Yeah, totally. I once in a while get a little brave and do it. And it's kind of like there's I can just only not respond. I mean, it helped. Like, I mean, I went balls to the walls when my podcast was one of Associated Press's top 10. So like it was on a top 10 list with like Dax and Conan. So
what was that?
So I just hit at the 2019.
Good shit,
like,
dude.
So at the end of the year. So I just was like hitting up everyone, be like, hey, you know,
hey,
Associated
Press. I don't know if you heard.
Which helped. But it's been cool. We've, you know, gotten some really interesting people and you know, obviously like, you know, you get some Bachelor, you know, cast members, and that's obviously low hanging fruit and easy. And my audience loves that. And it's fun. And a lot of them are friends and it's fun to talk to them. And it's always fun to, you know, kind of talk to people outside of that world, to, you know, meet, interesting people, you know, I think it's you got to almost train your audience to, if you want to grow it and build it in a different direction, you just have to slowly train them to expect different things.
Totally. I sent Katy Perry maybe 5-6 years ago. I was in New York and doing shows, maybe seeing a buddy's play, and saw her post that she was going to a friend's play in the city that night, and it was like now like looking for something fun to do. And I had shows, you know, that night, so I was just like, and had a couple cocktails, and was just you know what? Why? Who? What? The worst that's gonna happen is she doesn't respond. Best case scenario, she shows up, tweets out to her fan base that she's got a new favorite comic. Next thing you know, we're not doing this over Zoom, but our backdrop is, you know, a yacht for me, and I'm so rich that I bought a yacht for my guest to be on. That didn't happen. Needless to say. I was surprised though at how butthurt I did get at the lack of response. I was like, I know. My buddy was like, dude, you know she saw it, and I was like, oh, fucking. She couldn't even just say no thanks, you know? Like then you're getting.
She definitely saw it.
Yeah. Right.
I was on my friend Hannah Brenner's podcast, and I told the story about how I slid into Olivia Munn's DM on New Year's Day.
On New Year's Day.
It was like I felt like I had a good line, and I just wrote her aiming high this year. You know,
and
just thought I would.
Yeah.
No, nothing. I mean, I was also like, I was not in any way expecting her to reply, and I wasn't butthurt that she didn't. But we had this whole debate whether I thought she saw it or not. And listen, anyone who has a following, when they like say that they don't check their DMs because they're so busy, is a liar.
Oh, dude, by the way, we're all on our phones all the time now,
yeah.
And they're all there. Like, I had a buddy once tell me, I text him on, like, a Friday, and he texts me back on Monday and goes, dude, sorry, just got this. I was in Portland this weekend. And I was like,
yeah, you definitely didn't just get it. The truth is, he saw it when you sent it, and then honestly forgot about it.
Oh, and I'll take that. But the idea of like, I was like, oh, this guy's still living in like the early 90s with his excuses where he's like, oh, this will fly. It's like, nah, dude, like being in a different state doesn't get you out of it.
Have a listen to my answering service in a few days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Is the boy, remember that? I just had to educate my nieces on the fact of like what an answering machine was. They minds were blown. It's the fact that they don't even know life without YouTube is so unfair. You know what I'm saying? Like, or Google. Totally.
That everything I got is broken up with in the sixth grade when my
from an answering machine.
Yeah, and my whole family heard before me.
Oh, Nick, man. That Nick, is a great story. Keep going.
Nick, this is Kelly. You're dumped. It was right after we got back from the budget theaters after seeing Mighty Ducks. And, you know, feeling really good.
Oh,
I was
no!
quack, quack, quacking. And
probably with your whole family. That's enough to field a hockey team.
Whole family. And the message was, Nick, this is Kelly. You're dumped.
In what?
We were in the sixth grade. We're in the sixth grade. I mean, I didn't even hold this chick's hand, but you know, I was truly and epically in love with her.
Dude, just, yeah. I mean, look, part of me appreciates the way that she has ripped the bandaid off and said, hey, Nick, you're dumped. She is in the sixth grade. She probably didn't think it through and come up with an entire, like, you know, one sheet on how to do it, like, you know, let you go lightly. I wonder if her parents coached her. I bet her dad was just like, just fucking toss him to the
guy. Well, I was good friends with her twin brother. And so, and then she started dating my other friend, you know, sixth grade.
Something about sixth grade girls that love to dump and then date the best buddy. That happened to me too.
Yeah, it's truly savage. I mean, in this day and age, she might have been crucified, but for it, but it seemed fine at the time.
Because what if it was, what if it was like a 10-minute voice, like message, like your family, do you think they would have all made you stand there and listen to it with you? If it was like, hey, Nick, so look, I've been doing some thinking. First of all, I like your hat today at school, but it made me think like, boy, he always wears hats. And do I want to be with someone who always wears hats? Mm. And if she just rattled
it off. I feel like
off,
you bring out, you just don't make me a better person.
You don't make me a better person. And I'm in the sixth grade. I'm going to be in seventh grade next year, Nick. And that's yeah, like.
What are even your goals? Like, you don't have.
Goals. What are your goals? Yeah. Do you even want to be like in the seventh grade? Like, sometimes I feel like you don't even like math. Like, I see the way you look at our teacher. Sometimes I'm like, is he interested in our teacher? Well, so do you get a lot of things like that on the advice show?
What do you mean?
Ask Nick, like people coming to you with like, dude, like how do I break up or how do I, you know, I just got dumped. What's the move?
I mean, at this point, we've gotten questions across the board, right?
So nothing shocks you or surprises you.
No, I mean, we've had some pretty interesting ones. Now you put me on the spot. I'm having a brain fart. The one more recent one was pretty interesting. And some girl was dating a guy, and they were, I think, engaged, but they never had sex. And he just was like, you know, the 40-year-old virgin. Like he had never.
Wow.
He wasn't religious, but he just like they didn't sleep together. They messed around, and then they broke up, and then they reconnected like as friends, and he was still a virgin. And he was basically like, listen, I just want to lose my virginity. And can you like teach me how to have sex? And so like, it wasn't like, he wasn't saying, I want to get back together. I'm fucked up in the head. Like, not like, he's just like, I just want to get this out of the way. Right.
He was the karate kid and he went to the fucking dojo and was like, look guys, I ain't looking to take classes. I just want to learn how to judo chop.
Yeah, I just like, I'm tired of not being able to judo chop, and I just want to judo chop. So next time I, you know, go to a karate class, I can also say I've judo, like, he just wanted to do it. And it was a pretty fast way. I said, go for it.
Wow. That's,
I mean, like, there, you know, you break it down. I was just like, you make sure he's, like, make sure he's being honest, make sure you have an out, like, make sure of this. But, like, if he actually is being honest with his intentions and you're fine with it and you want to do it, fucking go for it, you know.
Wow. Do you ever feel, and it's you and who else? It's just you.
It's just me. I have my producer on. I'll have guests, you know. Right. I'll have people like yourself come in and you know, unqualified, you know, like honestly, it's just like people, I'm not qualified. I'm just a guy with an opinion. People seem to like my answers, but,
totally. But coming with life experience, you know.
Yeah, we're just offering our insight. You know, we, full disclaimer, no one's a doctor on our show. We've had you know, some more professional people, but at the same time, like, you know, calling at your own risk. But we're just here to offer a point of view.
Do you pay attention to much of the news? Like when you, during your day, like I'm always concerned at how much people are balancing, like the influx of information that's at your disposal and balancing that with,
I really don't
see. And I can tell just by your yawn, just talking about a pandemic, you're like, dude, can we get back to me getting dumped in the sixth grade?
No, I mean, I've stayed pretty in touch with the, you know, pandemic stuff. I feel like in the news in general, like, it's all redundant, right? Cable news and things like that. It's like anything else. Everything's, there's just an abundance of options for everything nowadays. So, you know, people are arguing it's another reality TV show. Like, when you ask me if I watch and follow the news, yeah, I mean, I try to keep tabs on it, but
yeah.
You know, if I think you could probably check in once or twice a week and probably get the most of the information that you need, you know, and do your research. But
do you have the virus?
I actually thought I did. I was sick for a while and I had some symptoms that suggested maybe I did. Like it was like stuff in the chest, and I was in Brooklyn in New York right before it all hit.
Damn.
But actually this past week I took the antibody test and I never had it. So. Which is really, it was like good and bad news though, right?
I know, dude.
On one time I thought I was sick, and at the time I was like, okay, I got these symptoms, maybe I have it, I'm obviously gonna stay inside and quarantine myself. But it wasn't that bad. Like, I didn't have a fever, I wasn't knocked out, and then, you know, I got better and I thought, hey, whoa, I might have had it, and like I'm still here, you know, that's great. And then I thought I was gonna find out like I had it, and now I'm like, maybe I have some immunity to it. Now it's like, nah. So now I'm like, well, I was sick with something. It was in my chest.
Fuck.
I could still get it. And what, like, does that mean I'm more at risk? So it's a little nerve-wracking, you know?
It's almost like an exclusive club that you're like, fuck, like, I didn't get the virus. Like, you kind of, you know, when you hear about people getting it and getting over it, you're like, fuck, I want it. Like, what'd you do? How'd you get the coronavirus's attention, you know?
I almost, it was a weird thing to think, like, oh, yeah, you're negative for the antibodies. And I was weirded out that I felt disappointment, only because I felt like there was going to be a sense of safety behind it. But
yeah,
listen, it's a tricky thing right now. And that's the thing with following the news, you know, it's like there's still a lot of people are just guessing, you know. I mean, even though Fauci?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, he's like the guy to listen to. Right. And he's honest about saying, here's what we know. Here's what we don't know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we don't
dude.
Know a lot, you know? And that's great information to just admit, you know, what they still have to do research on and what they still have to learn. And
right.
And then you have a billion other people, you know, telling you what they've heard or what they think they know. And, you know,
also there's a bunch of, and by the way, we're talking about like you're talking about medical professionals. There's people, if you were just to go on Facebook and spend 15 minutes, you'll get 16 different house mom buddies you went to high school with that are now cops or work at Costco, and they're like, dude, I got a buddy whose buddy works at the Pentagon or used to work at the he knows what the Pentagon is, and he heard that they're not gonna even have they're shutting down cheesecake factories until 2025. Yeah. And you're like, all right, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like one day, one day they're like, face masks don't really help you. The next day it's like, I guess you should wear a face mask. It's like, which one? I don't.
Then it's like, but wear these face masks. And you're like, wear these face masks. Who are you in cahoots with?
But you know, if you don't have all that face mask, wear a bandana, just make the person feel next to you feel better.
Yeah, but not a red one because that's a gang sign.
Yeah, so listen, I think we just have to try to listen to the experts as much as we can and try not to scare ourselves, and don't, you know, people like to see it. Fear is a powerful thing. And sometimes, you know, we do that where we just want to, we want people, and you know, I kind of think it comes from a good place generally, you know, but people get a little nuts with the news, you know, it's everywhere.
It is. Speaking of news and speaking of being everywhere, you were on page six. That's pretty fucking cool.
When was I on page six?
Oh, it says one day ago. Do you ever Google yourself?
No. Oh, is that me? I was a, you know,
bachelor alum. Nick Vial calls out Madison Pruitt, page six.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, boy. Does that stuff? Because I mean, you know, and I appreciate that you're like, I don't give two shits, but do you have people in your life that are the same way for the good and the bad, right? We all got people that like something like, you know, Nick, I fucking love that episode of the podcast, but in the same token, like, well, did you see this dude? Look at you.
Yeah, listen, it's one of those things too, right? Like I was on The Bachelor. It was a good time overall. A lot of things, what I'm doing is it was based off of that either directly or indirectly. And part of the show, obviously, there's, you know, The Bachelor franchise, The Bachelor show is very popular with social media. People have lives out of that out of the show. The show now has almost like this kind of organic organism that, you know, because of social media followings, the story goes on, if you will, yeah. And people do shit. And it opens themselves up for criticism. And now you have podcasts. Just it's like all it is. It's sports talk radio, man.
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah.
You know, the Bachelor franchise is basically a sporting entity. And if you have a podcast or an after show that in any way talks about it, people are going to give their opinions. And just like sports fans who are very protective of their teams and their quarterbacks and their players, you're going to have fans very protective of their characters. And, you know, I mean, I gave an opinion and I'm good at giving an opinion and, you know, some people get mad about it and it makes news. Also, it's news is super slow. I mean, like, that's part of the reason why I even got coverage, just because like I said, some girl, like, I think she's a liar, you know, big deal. She happens to be someone who like is pretty loud about her religious beliefs, right? And proud about it, which I think is great. You know, and then you get a bunch of people who are like, well, you must hate Christians. I'm like, I've been like a Christian my whole life. I've literally gone to church every Sunday for most of my life. But it's all right. You got to have to remind yourself, too, that it's kind of part of the gig, you know. But yeah, it's hard not to respond to people's critics. You know, you know, you're going to have people complain, you know, yeah. Just like I'm a big sports fan, you know. I follow a lot of sports commentators who have opinions that I often disagree with, but I'm a fan and I enjoy listening to it. And the truth is, I enjoy disagreeing with them.
Welcome to King's Guado Hotel. May I have your last name, please?
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Oh my! What happened?
Bellmen are clumsy and stupid.
Still a bellman? You've had this job since high school, right?
Well, actually, now I am the bell captain.
Oh.
All right, kid. You ready for check-ins?
I was born.
I think he was gonna say I was born ready.
Steve, the captain. Captain Steve.
The closest thing we have to a god on Earth. Gunther Gachamone!
It's worse than I thought.
He's a complete slime ball, right?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Do you feel my foot on your foot?
That's not me.
There's something under the table that feels like a foot.
What are you doing right now?
I'm working.
I got a promotion.
I just lied to Kelly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. I just want another shot. Sid Whitman worked his way up the ladder and bought the hotel.
He's the boss.
Do me a favor. Take it easy on the bellman, would you?
I'd rather have Krekar melt my balls.
Take care, boys.
I mean, it's a huge scam. And those girls were in on it, too.
Don't you want to know what our bodies are capable of?
Yes, girl, yes, definitely.
I just work here during the day, but my nights is off.
Let's do this!
Gunther is conning everyone with Spirit Fresh.
You broke into a guest room.
This is unacceptable.
He has been impersonating a manager, and that is a felony.
I don't think that's a felony.
He should be fired.
Get set. Since the end of alone, we was out to get more. Bunch of really real G's burning trees till we low. Sitting by 45 like I'm Jordan on the floor. Here we go. Guess the brain is what they say my name for.
I mean, I'm not sure he's ready for...
Shut up, bitch.
With our minds, we begin to urinate, and then, for real, into our pants.
I'm unforgettable.
We live in this kind of time where people, they don't care if you're right. They just care if you, they just, you know, it all comes down to do you like them or not.
Totally.
You know,
and do you have a hot take? Like Peter's mom, is that, you know, how normal now is that becoming where the folks are commit? Like, I feel like that got a whole lot of press.
Barb was pretty unique. I don't know if anyone's ever pulled the Barb before. I don't know if everyone will again.
And now that phrase has been coined, right?
yeah, that was wild. And she seems like just a mom who really loves her son. It was a unique situation. And I think, the mom's intuition, I don't think she was wrong. It's just her delivery was strong. It's great TV, you know, like it was pretty wild. But, you know, that's, I do think, again, just the way media in general has gone, like, everything's on TV, you know, Madison's parents are both verified on Instagram. Like, what the fuck? Like, why? Why? You know, but like, you see The Bachelor and the Kardashians, and like, there's just like, you know, anyone can be famous if you like, you know, dates. And I think there's like this, my guess is, and you know, there's for some people, it's intoxicating, and it's hard not to, you know, want to taste of the teat kind of thing, where it's just like, what are we interested? Could we be, could our whole family have a TV series? Like, could we be the, you know, like, and I think it's human nature, right? To wonder if you're interesting enough for other people want to watch. And then you'll convince yourself that, you know, if you get that opportunity, you'll always send the right message. You know, you're like, we'll be good role models. And it's listen, you either can be interesting or you can be good role models.
Dude. Yeah. Sorry. But guess what? If you're not a train wreck, like, the world's not really interested. That's like, how responsible do you feel The Bachelor is for shows like, I just saw this preview for Too Hot to Handle on Netflix, where it's like,
we're watching that, but it seems to be, I think
it's basically Fuck Island, but they're like, but you can't fuck. So it's get to know you on an island.
It was, it seemed to be doing well on Netflix. I'd started watching it. I haven't finished it. I don't know if I will. I'm a little too read in the reality TV world behind the scenes.
So you see certain, exchanges and you're like, oh, okay, well that was either prodded in one way or the other, or
a little bit. But I honestly also don't watch a ton of reality TV. Surprise, like, I watch The Bachelor now because, you know, part of a job, if you will, and it is good TV. I just I've never reality TV in general hasn't really like interested me to like watch it. But I recognize that if I do give this stuff an opportunity, it's entertaining. It's good content. It's because it is relatable. And then, like, you know, you see people be vulnerable. And that's when I say, like, you can either be interesting or be a good role model. That's not entirely true. Obviously, like, you can be a good role model. But you're right. Like, if all you are is just, like, you know, always saying positive and normal things, yeah, people will just tune you out.
Yeah.
You know?
They want that. They want that soundbite, right? That could get you in trouble.
Yeah. That's.
Are you on Cameo?
Yeah.
Nice. Have you done a good chunk of those?
Are you?
Gotta be, dude. Come on.
I was on it. I'm thankful for it. When I first asked to go out, it was pretty new, and I said no for a while, and it felt like stupid for me. It was like, why would anyone want me to wish them a happy birthday and pay them? It felt a little narcissistic in a sense.
Of course.
You know? Then I was like, fine, I'll go on it. And then I did it. And then people's responses were pretty positive, but I bounced in and out, you know? People seem to like it. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those.
Have you got any weird requests aside from birthdays? You know, like,
nothing
say grace over our dinner, you know, or.
I haven't gotten that. A couple like shirt off requests or.
Oh shit. You know, how much is that? Asking for a friend.
No, I just don't do it.
Dude, you are a fucking, I'll be honest, that is a missed opportunity. You could charge, dude, do you know what girls for sure, dude, if there are dudes out there that will pay for feet videos, there is an audience for girls.
That's the thing. It's just like, when it comes to Cameo, like, I actually don't like, listen, everyone sells out a little bit. I've been on the show a few times. I get it, but I don't.
I hear you.
I think it's neat that people want me to wish them a happy birthday, but like, especially if I'm raising my rent for it, it's like, I'll do this for $20. I'll do this for $40.
Yeah.
And listen, I have a price for anything. You know,
I mean, like, it would be great if it said like $80 one nip, $160 for the pair.
Yeah. I don't. I'm lucky enough that I don't need the money that much, where it's just like, you know, and I'm not saying I'm doing anything, but like, I've also tried to, you know, especially with the coronavirus, like I'll buy people, like I've done some stuff where I've called out some healthcare workers and buy them like $100 worth of Amazon supplies. And that's the fun thing about Cameo. It's fun to do that way, right? Like, you kind of justify it. It's just like, well, I'll use this money for that. Like, it's kind of a pass through system.
Totally.
And you know, if I like waste money on something that I know I shouldn't be spending money on, it's like, oh, well, I have Cameo. You know, like, it's it's like fun. I treat it like that, where it's, you know, and at the end of the day, if someone's excited that I wish them a happy birthday.
My boy Brad, when you came over to my place, probably a couple of years ago now to do the podcast. Yeah. I remember Brad, my co-host at the time, he cashed in on Cameo during St. Patrick's Day, right before the pandemic really went into full swing.
Oh, yeah.
And dressed up, you know, he's got Leprechaun, Elf, and what's the third dwarf costume that he always says he, like, every dwarf has? I think it's Leprechaun, Elf, and
Santa's Helper, and then Santa's, like
there's a third one. I don't know if it's fucking Oompa Loompa. There's whatever it is. Sure. Chucky, maybe. And he's got all those in the closet. And so he dressed up as a leprechaun and said, an authentic leprechaun will do a St. Patty's, a special one. Dude, he fucking, I think he did 30 or 40 that day.
What did he charge? Like,
I think he, pretty reasonable. I think it was maybe 50, 60 bucks a pop.
Okay. When you, because you're a comedian, when people, when people ask you, are they like,
I get a lot of birthday
messages. It's just like, wish him a happy birthday.
Dude, I go in,
like, happy birthday. And I do like a whole minute, but is there an expectation of you to, like,
for sure. Yep.
Do like
funny.
A bit.
Yep. Yeah.
To be
not,
funny.
Well, not a bit, but I mean, you know, it's like, I pride myself on being able to, like, you know, be quick and just on the spot, fill the time. Yeah. And improvise. So, I'll get it. If they're specific, that'll let me know, though. If it just says, like, wish them happy birthday, I haven't done any that's shorter than a minute, so I at least give them that, because they're paying for some sort of personal touch. You know, they want to feel they're paying to get something, like they feel like that you did this just for them. So I'll always improvise a birthday song at the end, which will always end up being at least a minute.
You sing?
Oh yeah, dude.
Good for you.
Like, okay, let's say Nick paid for a birthday song, right? I'd be like, oh, what up? It's a great, great, great day, because Nick is celebrating a birthday. We're going to get some cake. We're going to grab the rake. What's up?
I'm just going to refer you to all the people who come
in.
Yeah,
let me just finish. Oh, grab the weed. Oh, because that's what we need. Nick is turning 26, psych, 48, psych, 29. Nobody knows how old he is. Father time is coming soon. It's Nick's birthday. 80 bucks for one nipple, 200 for the pair. 300 bucks and he'll play truth or dare over Zoom with your mom.
That's pretty good.
So that's, that's worth it. That's worth at least 20 bucks.
Yours are better than mine. I mean, I try to give them I try to come with the heart and maybe a little bit of humor, but I have not sung.
Well, dude, I'm saying, man, it's a real easy, you pluck it into the equation, but you know, there's people like, you know, I mean, I thought about, I'm approaching 100K followers on Instagram. And so I would love to do a cool video for that, but I'm trying to sift through Cameo to see who I could maybe pay a little cash to give me a celebratory shout out. And I saw Montel Jordan was on there. That might be cool.
I love that idea. I love that, like, the Cameo person on Cameo using Cameo.
Yes.
You pay Montel Jordan to, like,
oh, guess
like
what?
That.
How much do you think Montel Jordan cost, by the way, for a birthday shout out?
$500.
$100. Guess what, dude? And I'm gonna ask him. I'll be like, dude, I'm gonna ask for like $150 if he'll sing "This Is How We Do It" for, and then hold up like a maybe my headshot with a thing that says 100K.
Well, I mean, you've got, what are the chances that 2/3 of his requests don't require, like, "This Is How You Do It" requests? Because, like, half of my requests are ask her to accept this rose, you know.
Oh,
for me,
my God.
Right?
That's so funny.
Just, you know, wish Maddie a happy birthday. And just at the end, just like, just if you could just be like, Maddie, will you accept this rose? That would be great. And it's just like, fuck. I mean, I guess that's your birthday message. Like, and who am I to say no? And sometimes I'll be like, happy birthday, Maddie. It's what a great year, man. Like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. On. Happy birthday. I love you. I'm thinking about you. And like, will you accept this rose? All right. Happy birthday. Like I fucking hate you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's painful, but.
Yeah,
Montel Jordan's definitely getting asked that.
I think so. And he's probably playing along. I mean, you kind of have to at that point. But he had a good rating. So is there someone that you've been talking to more or less during this time that you didn't before? Because that's another thing that's happening for a lot of people. They're going, oh, I'm actually getting on the phone more and like reconnecting. And maybe a friend that I see once every 2 months.
I'll tell you what. I mean, even with, you know, potential suitors, you know. It's a good time to connect.
Are you a phone talker in general?
No, but I will FaceTime. You know, I have no use for the phone anymore.
Damn, dude.
Like, business call, fine, but like, I have no use talking to a girl on the phone when we can FaceTime. I want to know like your nonverbal cues.
Wow. You know? Yeah, dude. I mean, that's very. I guess you know, old school of you. But that's also like the way it should be done. Like if you can't pick up, that's why like, you know, there's some comedy clubs that have tried to do like virtual stand-up shows, like where you're on stage, did one for the Laugh Factory. It was fine, but you can't see, you have no audience. And so that's why, you know, Zoom stand-up shows are at least a little bit more of the taste of the action because you can actually see faces. And I feel that same way with the phone. If you can't see, when you say something, like see anything of how it's being received,
yeah.
how are you actually connecting?
And what I mean by like, and I'm like, listen, if the phone's fine, if there's a reason you can't text and you need to like have a quick conversation and things are easily communicated. I'm talking about like, if this is like the get to know you, like, you know, you talk on the phone till like whatever time of the night, you know, and this is about like his having a conversation.
Right.
There is no reason not to like move that to FaceTime. You know, there's like, what's the point of talking to someone you can't see when you're really trying to get to know them, you know? And so much about dating and first dates are all about like people's responses, their body languages, you know? Like right now I'm looking at you and I feel like you might want to have sex with me. I feel like you feel like you're really, you know.
Was that transparent?
Just like looking at me and licking your lips. And it's just like, I know what I'm saying.
I mean, that is one of my like, I don't know if you call it like a nervous tick or like a thing. I do it a lot. My lips get chapped a lot. I've also been told I have black eye lips. I don't know if that's, you know, that's, you don't have to comment. That's neither here nor there. Do you think, what are your feelings on getting a FaceTime when you aren't expecting it? You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people will go right to the FaceTime. Do you pick it up?
I'm
or
fine.
Do you?
Listen, I can always not answer if I don't feel like it, but yeah, I don't. I understand that, you know, maybe women feel like, you know, that's totally fine if they do. If they don't feel like they look their best, just don't answer, you know? In general, I don't know why people feel like it's more intrusive to, like, FaceTime than call. Just don't answer. Also, you can pick up the phone and not show your face. I've had that happen. Girl answers the phone, you know, I FaceTime her. It's sitting on the table, so it's just looking at the ceiling while she's, like, brushing her teeth. I can't see her.
Yeah.
You know, that's possible. I don't feel like it's, you know, I don't know. Here's what I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Not that anyone calls on anyone and asks them on a date anymore.
Sure.
Because like we've lost that. But if you were to call someone, I wouldn't call someone for the first time on a FaceTime.
Yeah. That's
unless it was like, hey, you know, you're texting, do you want a FaceTime? Fine. But I wouldn't just out of nowhere FaceTime someone before I called them without them expecting it. That would be, I might be a serial killer if I did that.
You definitely would be. I'd love if we close this out by taking a few, since your Nick Advice podcast, what's it called again?
Advice with Nick.
Ask Nick. Yeah. Great title. Ask Nick. How'd you come up with that?
I actually, my producer.
You produced it. Wow, dude. All right. Well, I'd love to take a few questions that I had sent to me. Yeah, from people wanting some Ask Nick. All right, cool. All right, this one is from Adam French from Tacoma, Washington. Walked in on my folks doing it for the first time ever in my life. They are, you know, obviously in their 60s, didn't know they were still doing it. Haven't told them. Should I tell them?
Have you ever walked in on your parents having sex?
I haven't, but I've heard it.
Yeah, I've never even, and I have 10 siblings. I've never I've been fortunate.
Wow. Wait, where do you fall in the sibling line?
I'm number two. So there was a lot of babies after me.
Wow.
I really never did.
Maybe you're all vacation babies.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have enough money to take vacation.
Damn. I don't know how they did. Was the house big? Yeah, dude. Maybe just in the shower.
Big enough. My parents' room was in the downstairs, and we were all upstairs.
Oh man.
So maybe that's part of the reason. How old is this guy?
37.
No, you don't fucking tell him. What's the upside? Like, what? Yeah. Did you tell your parents?
No. I just acted like
if you had. Have that type of relationship with your parents, you just gotta all, you're like, you like to like give them shit, you know, fine. But like, there is no upside. You don't need to.
How
talk,
do you bring
like,
that up parents? Either?
Yeah. Well, what are you trying to accomplish either? Like, hey, just so you know, this affected me. You know, like tell your therapist, you know, like what are your parents supposed to do information?
Yeah.
I would say no.
Do you think that that can be scar? Like, I'm sure, what would you say to someone? Let's say that he said like it has scarred him and he now can't be around them. What would you say?
I think he's being a bitch.
Grow up. It's a part
of
life,
it's
right?
It's kind
of
like growing up. Everyone made. Poops, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, no one wants to hear that. I certainly would make it awkward and weird. If you're telling me that, like, emotionally scarred you and damaged you, and now you have some sort of PTSD from it, I would say that you've had a charmed life.
Yeah.
No one likes that. But I think you can recognize it. Maybe you take a moment. You know, don't hang out with mom and dad for a couple of weeks. I get that.
Yeah.
But. I don't know if I would buy them trying to sell me on, you know, their emotionally scarred from it.
I love it. All right. Tony Gorney, 26, Glendale, California. My ex and I broke up. He took our dog. And then I found my vibrator chewed up. I think he had our dog chew it up to get back at me after he took the dog. Why couldn't he have just taken the dog?
This is from her. Her name's Tony?
Yeah, Tony Gorney.
Nice. Is this a serious question?
Yeah.
She thinks he did it on purpose?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's fucking get a new one.
What if she can't afford it? That was like a special one. Also, I think the point of like having that she thinks that, you know, he took the dog and then adding insult to injury and had the dog like take bites out of it.
Here's what I think. I think she's probably a little hurt about this breakup. She wants to hate him. And you know what? Sometimes hating someone is a good step in getting over someone. In fact, you know what? It's better than like making excuses for shitty behavior. So just, yeah, assume the worst. Assume he did that. Really hate him. And like, then think to yourself, who would do that? Only psychos. And I'm glad I'm not dating a psycho.
That's actually sound advice.
Yeah.
By the way.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
What is a true giveaway for a psycho? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like early on, everyone is way more.
A lack of empathy.
Sure.
Yeah.
So like if you hear like an ambulance drive by, right? You guys are in the car. And I think a good sign is if she's like, oh, I hope they're okay. Right. But if they're like, great, fucking somebody died. Great. This we're overpopulated as it is.
Or like even worse would be like, you're late for nothing, but in a rush, and you're at a stoplight, and you're super fucking pissed that an ambulance like slowed your commute, and you're fully aware that the person inside the ambulance like is like on life support and needs to get to the hospital, and you don't give a fuck because like you're late for nothing, psycho.
Dude, that right there. I mean, that's how you end it.
Or you know, slashing your kid's tires for no fucking reason. That's up there.
Still salty. Yeah, dude.
Well, they told me the story, and I was just blown away. Could you imagine your dad slashing yours?
No, I mean, no, I can't even imagine him holding a knife.
And then pretending he didn't do it, but like wanting you to know that he did that, like from an intimidation thing.
Yeah, that's, I mean, look, I would almost welcome that at this point, because that would show that he was being active and not just sitting on the couch watching Naked and Afraid. But he's seen every episode like twice. Well, dude, that's great. But you're good at this, dude. Thanks, man. The podcast is so successful. I can't wait to do it, right? We're going to do it whenever you give me the green light.
I think we're record not next Monday, but let's do it we're going to record next week.
Let me check my schedule, dude. Let me see what I got going on Mondays. I think so. That's the other thing, too, is nobody – I mean, it's like, you know, the amount of – you can't really complain or like we were saying earlier, like the excuse train has kind of slowed its roll.
It has, but there is the
ultimate. Or you just get more creative, or you just start being like this. No.
Or you're just like, hey man, I'll be honest. Like just this isolation is getting to me. I just didn't.
Yeah.
I need a mental break from my mental break. What do you say to that? It's just like, I got a lot of anxiety today. What can I say? I've been locked in a box. And you're kind of like, okay, I guess.
Yeah. It's like one of those weird, like, or saying like a relative is sick, or there's certain things that you just can't argue with. Right. Or like diarrhea is always like a good one that nobody wants to fuck with. Right. In fact, dude, I haven't stopped. And I don't know if I'm going to. People are like, I don't want any part of this. I don't even want to be hearing this right now. So.
And, well, especially with the diarrhea, because like, men will do it. Women, like, you know, I think men are still, we're still accepting the reality that women poop, you know, I guess as we get older, you know, some more than others. But like, if a girl's going to just be like, fuck it, I had the shits. You're just like, you know what? I don't care if you actually did, but just you saying it, you deserve a day off. just putting it out there. See, why letting can't we me imagine it, you know, like. Good for you.
Now, if a girl said that, is that when you'd be like, I'd like you to accept this rose?
Yeah. Now I know you're being real.
By the way, don't touch it. You can go wash your hands first, but then take it.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Well, dude, thanks for doing this.
Always fun.
Yeah, always fun, dude. And we got the Vile Files, Ask Nick. And what's the third one?
It's all just on the Vile. Look up Vile Files, and there's just, you know, find something you like content you want.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you're killing it. Keep crushing it. I'll talk to you soon. And
all right, buddy.
Stay safe, player.
You too.
All right, Nicky. See you, bud.
Bye-bye.